Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is why the movie Jerry Maguire is bad for marriages. Ooh, big one. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. You can just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page, and it will take you right there. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. So just visit my website to download that. It's free. And let's dive in now and talk about why the movie Jerry Maguire is bad for marriages. So I totally loved that movie back when I first saw it. I still love it. It's a great movie. And oh, the love scene at the end when Jerry walks into the room where Dorothy, who is his estranged wife, is with a bunch of women, and they're having like a little meeting or something, it seems, and talking some serious talk, and Jerry walks in, and it's just this really tense moment between them where Jerry is basically delivering a monologue about why he needs his wife back. And he completes his monologue by saying, "You complete me." And then Dorothy melts and she says, "You had me at hello." And you probably remember that. That was another really famous line from that movie. And so it's just a really intense scene and it feels so romantic and true love is winning. And I don't know about you, but I am a hopeless romantic. And I just love when true love wins, you know, when people who are supposed to get together, be together, get to stay together. And I just love that. But, you know, the life coach in me knows that there's a little bit of fault in thinking that the way this love scene played out is how love is supposed to be and how love goes. So truly, I'm not trying to rip the movie apart. I just want to use this to make a point, to teach about the difference between Hollywood love and real life love. Because in the real world, the phrase, "you complete me," is dangerous. Because we do not need another human being to complete us. We ourselves are complete just the way we are. We have everything we need inside of us. And because I'm a woman of faith, I have to go here. I have to say, we are complete because God made us complete. And God is the only person, if you will, that we will ever truly need. And in case you need a biblical reference or it will help you, Colossians 2:10 says, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." And of course, the him in this reference is God. Girls, this really hits home for me because I learned this lesson the hard way. I had no idea that I was living with a "you complete me" mentality until my marriage crisis happened. That is when I realized for the first time in my life that God is who completes me. And the, you know, the terror and of having your husband, you know, say that he doesn't think he loves you anymore will wake you up. It will make you see that you cannot place your happiness or your hope or your life in the hands of anyone else. The other thing is needing to your husband to complete you puts too much pressure on your husband. It puts pressure on him to perform for you and to meet your needs. And the reality is he's never going to be able to meet all of your needs. Because no matter how hard he works, you are just going to keep needing more. And he's just never going to be able to fulfill that need. This is because the only one who can complete this need is God. He's the only person, if you will. And so when we can give this to God instead of putting it on our husband, we will feel so much more freedom in our life and love and joy. It's like it unlocks a door that makes everything better. But Hollywood doesn't tell you this. They only show you impossible romance stories that don't happen in real life. So it's okay for us to enjoy these movies, but let's make sure that we do a fact check, a reality check, and know that this is a Hollywood story. This is not how it works in real life, right? It's not healthy. Our spouse should not complete us, and we should not need them to feel complete or happy. I'd like to paint a little word picture for you with this. If you've listened to me for a little while now, you will know that I often borrow this phrase from Dr. Corey Allen, who says, your spouse should be the icing on the cake of your life. I just love that. I can imagine a big, beautiful cake. And the cake itself, right, the cake alone is delicious. But the icing on the top of the cake makes the cake taste even better, right? So the cake is your life, and the frosting is your life with your husband. And that's like delicious, like even better, right? But you don't need the frosting. You love the frosting. You enjoy the frosting. You choose the frosting, right? So that's how it is in marriage. We are each complete and whole by ourselves, and we show up in our marriage, hopefully as the best version of ourselves, and we complement each other, right? Instead of being the exact same, we bring different strengths into our marriage, and we want to look at it not as completing each other, but complementing each other. That allows us to stay unique to who we are. You know, the person that you met, you want that guy to be true to himself and, of course, to grow and change as life grows and changes, and you will too. And you grow together and you complement each other, and it's a cycle that goes on throughout your entire marriage. Your marriage is never the same. So for Paul and I was just thinking about some ways that we complement each other. And you might have heard me talk about these before, but an example is that my husband's really spontaneous and I am more of a planner. And so that is a compliment, because sometimes in life we need to plan more and sometimes we need to be more spontaneous. So we help each other balance each other out when the need is for that. Also, he's a risk taker and I'm more of a play it safe kind of a girl. So sometimes he needs me to warn him to play it safer, and other times I need him to encourage me to take more risks. And the last thing I was thinking about was that I'm more of a rule follower, but my husband kind of believes rules are guidelines or even meant to be broken. And you know what? I need him to show me that sometimes it's okay to break the rules, right? Sometimes it is. But he needs me to show him that sometimes you really just need to follow the rules. It makes life a little easier. That's what I think anyway. That's what this rule-following girl does for the most part. So that's how Paul and I complement each other in our marriage. Those are just a couple examples. I would encourage you to think about ways that you and your husband complement each other. You know, the strengths that you each bring that help you. These are areas that could be sources of conflict, right? When one person has one strength and then another person has the exact opposite strength. It could be a source of conflict unless you look at it the way I'm teaching you, and is to look at it that you complement each other in that way. It's a really just a subtle mind shift, really, in your thinking. So we want to have this healthier attitude in our marriage, that we love our husbands and that we choose to be married to them, but we don't need them, right? We're not going to die if we don't have them. But unfortunately, that's kind of the route that we're heading down when we live with the belief that we need our husband. So I want to talk to you about what if you're in that space where you feel like you need your husband. And I thought we could do a little experiment. Let's have some fun with this, okay? So we want to look at our thoughts about needing our husband. So when you think the thought, I need my husband, how does that make you feel? I want you to ask yourself, like, I want you to think that, I need my husband, and ask yourself, how does that make me feel? And pay attention to your body when you're thinking about this. So for example, when I think I need my husband, I feel stress. I feel a tightening in my chest, a nervousness in my stomach, and stress in my shoulders. That's because the thought I need him, it's negative, really. It causes me to worry about whether or not he will be there for me to meet my needs, right? And you know what else it does, friends? It gives complete control over my happiness to him. Because with the thought I need him, it means if he meets my needs, then I'll be happy. But if he doesn't meet my needs, then I won't be happy. That's a stressful place to be. And so even in the meantime, while you're waiting to see if your needs are going to be met, that's like a state of anxiety that none of us need. It's not healthy. And unfortunately, if you have a you complete me mentality in your marriage, you might be experiencing this. And so let's move on to choosing a healthier thought. A healthier thought could be something like, I choose my husband. So think that thought and see how that makes you feel in your body. So when I think I choose my husband, it's so much more relaxing and enjoyable, and I feel a release of that tension from my chest. Whew, and it allows me to take a deep breath. And I feel like it puts kind of a more fun spin on our relationship. It's like freedom and having fun with someone when you don't need someone. And I feel like I can enjoy him, you know, and even enjoy his differences. And just, you know, it brings more laughter and fun into your relationship. And so when I simply choose my husband, the pressure for him to meet my needs is off, and that brings more peace and enjoyment and fun into our relationship. So that is a way that you can work on your thoughts if you are in a mentality that your husband completes you and that you need him. So a thought that keeps coming to my mind as I'm talking to you about this is of a young mom with, you know, several children, and you do feel like you need them, right, to help you manage this chaos. And sure, you know, we need to ask for help when we need help, but you want to make sure that it's not a dependence on him that's like of your life and for your happiness. Asking for help, because needing help with managing your children or your household is different than needing your husband to complete you and complete your life, right? I don't know why that was coming to my mind, but I just remember those days when my children were younger, and you do feel like you need help. You need him to come home from work and help you with this. And so I get that. I get that. So I just wanted to point that out. And so it's really important, girls, to look at your thoughts, because your thoughts determine your feelings. So if you didn't take time to do this exercise while I was talking you through it, maybe you can do it when you're done listening. It'll just take you a minute to examine your thoughts and just notice the difference when you think a thought like, I need my husband, versus when you think, I choose my husband. It's such a better place to be. And I hope that this will help you and will help you shift your attitude from one of needing your husband and like depending on him for your happiness to choosing him and enjoying him and choosing to do life together. And I know this is easier said than done. So if you need help with this, please reach out to me. I would love to help you with it. And I would love to work with you. As you know, I work with clients one-on-one over the phone. And I also have a free marriage makeover guide on my website if that would help you fix any challenges in your marriage. just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook, where you can come and get some inspiration like this for your marriage. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.